One day I was down, right down there at DFW Airport, and a little girl walked by and she had a fluffy pillow in her stomach. And she had a dress on that when she walked, you could almost see the bottom of her panties. I mean, when she walked by me, I looked out, I thought, good grief, I believe that's the shortest dress I ever saw in my life. And then she turned around and sat down right in front of me. When she sat down, she laid that thing on her lap. I said, ma'am, why do you carry that pillow around? Well, she said, I have to cover up myself. I said, you know, honey, you could solve that problem by wearing a longer skirt. You know, I said, one day when you get raped, I said, when some young boy that's filled with a demon and you're out somewhere at night and you got on something like that, dressed like that, and he's got a demon and you get raped, I said, don't blame nobody but yourself. I said, woman, what you need to do, you need to wear some clothes that cover your body. She got up and walked off. That's okay. God put us on the earth as salt and light. Did he not? Sometimes when you pour salt in a wound, does it go in real nice and smooth? It kind of burns, doesn't it? Yes, it does. But that's what God put you and me on this earth for, to be salt and light, especially to the body of Christ. But he says, Lord, I don't want to be like that tax collector. I don't commit adultery. But, you know, how many men today commit adultery? Do you know how hard it is, especially if you're a young man, to go to the airport and not commit adultery? Because, you know, when you just look and think about that, you know you're guilty of adultery? You know, just think about that. Just think about that. And how many women today, Christian women, that when they come into church or whatever, in fact, here a while back I was listening to a preacher up north, kind of Midwest, you might say, and on a church service one day, he told his women, and this had, looked like 2,000 or 3,000 people in his church, he just stopped a minute and told the women, he said, women, he said, especially some of you women that are down here toward the front, he said, I'd really appreciate it if you women would wear dresses that went down to your knees. He said, I see far too much skin from where I am on this platform. He said, you know, it's hard to concentrate as a man looking out here and seeing flesh all over the place. Ooh, you can see some of them women tightening their legs together and pulling those little skirts down. But, you know, it's a shame that a pastor has to say that, isn't it? Women ought to dress. Another thing, too, that women do, and of course, you know, my goodness, you can turn the television on anywhere, news or anything today, and it seems like the bigger the tops the women got, the less clothes they wear, you know, and they don't leave nothing to your imagination. You know, there's them big old breasts all popped out all over the place there, you know. I mean, after all, did God tell the Christian women to dress modestly? Don't wear that kind of clothing anywhere during the week. If you're a Christian woman, cover yourself up. You don't want the men. Do you know, I got a feeling that God's going to hold you, the woman, guilty of that adultery, because if that man that looks at you and you're there on your desk doing something like this and there ain't nothing but live flesh hanging out, especially some of these women that are so big on the top that don't wear nothing to cover up and it's showing everything, and a guy looks at that, and you walk into a place where a woman's bent over like that and doing something, and four or five guys in the place, guess where every one of them's looking? At that woman. Now, what do you think they're thinking? They're not thinking what they need to be thinking. Is that right, Rosemary? They're thinking wrong things, and in their hearts, in God's sight, those men are guilty of committing adultery with that woman. Yet all they're doing is looking. I believe God's going to hold that woman accountable for those cases of adultery with every one of those men. And she may never know it until she gets to heaven one day, if she gets there. Women need to dress modestly. Do you ladies in here agree with me? Yeah. You don't want your flesh showing. You want to be dressed. Especially if you're a woman of God. If you're a woman of the world, don't worry about it. You know, they don't belong to Jesus anyway. So if you go up and tell a woman that's, you know, that's of the world, that she needs to cover up herself, she's going to laugh at you, isn't she? Sure. But if you're a woman of God, you'll listen and you'll cover yourself up because you don't want to be guilty of adultery. But here's this guy saying, I don't commit adultery. I'm going to tell you, there ain't never been a human being alive on the face of the earth that hadn't been guilty of adultery sometime in their life. Might have just been with your eyes, but you've done it somewhere along the line. Then he says, I fast twice a week and I give you a tenth of my income. Now this guy, he's got it together. How many of you fast twice a week? I have done that, but I don't do that every week. I mean, we did that right after we got married. I told Cheryl, I said, the Lord just put on my heart, we need to fast 2 days a week on Tuesday and Thursday. So we did. I think we had a fruit. Yeah, we had one or two pieces of fruit. That's all we would eat. You know, did you know that I learned something right there? I didn't lose any weight. You know, I didn't gain any weight. But I did cut down on my grocery bill. I thought, wow, I can get by on a whole lot less. I don't have to go out and eat every day. I can eat and then skip a whole day and still be okay. You know, our bodies are pretty awesome. You know that? This body, it's just a really an awesome something. But as a rule, do we overfeed this thing? Oh, it's not hard for me. Oh, it's not hard for me. I'm telling you, we went down after church the other night. Eldon and Nancy and Cheryl and I, we were going to go out to dinner somewhere. And Cheryl said, why don't we go over to Babe's? I was over in Grapevine. I said, okay. We hadn't been in a long time. We went over to Babe's that night. And well, they only serve either chicken, fried steak, or fried chicken. That's all they have. And so we decided to have fried chicken. So for four of us, they brought a plate out. I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say the sucker is that big around, stacked up that tall. There must have been four chickens on that plate for four people. Is that right, Eldon? I've never seen so much. And then across they brought the bowls of potatoes and gravy and biscuits, you know, and the corn and all that stuff. And of course, you know, you take one helping of everything and one piece of chicken and think, now this is plenty. And you eat that one piece of chicken and one helping of everything, and you think, well, you know, that was really good. I might try one more round. And so you eat one more round. And then you think, well, okay, and maybe one more piece of chicken. So that night before I left, there was such a huge pile of chicken. I ate three pieces of chicken. Didn't even show a dent in the chicken. But I ate three pieces of chicken, two helpings of everything. We got ready to leave. Cheryl said, how are you feeling, honey? I said, would you roll me to the car? Oh, I'm dying. Why do we do that to ourselves? Sin, that's why. You know, that's what we do. We sin. He said, I fast twice a week. Well, let me tell you, I needed to fast the rest of the week. I fast twice a week and I give you a tenth of my income. Well, we should give the Lord at least a tenth of our income today under the new covenant, maybe even more. That's why that in this ministry, I try to give everything God gives us back into the ministry somewhere or somebody else's ministry. We literally, in this little ministry, even though we give away 10,000 CDs and DVDs a week, God blesses us. I give literally thousands of dollars a year to other ministries, several ministries. But we give big, I mean, it's not uncommon to write a big check to a ministry. I love it, being able to do that, don't you? I love being able to give to the ministry and to help people and to do great things for the kingdom of God. But did God say, give and it'll be given unto you? Yes, it's like the more we give away, the more He gives to us. And I'm so grateful. He has so blessed us. And this little ministry has never owed anybody a penny. You know, from the time I started it, we've never had a debt. From the time, I remember when God told me, He said, now make tapes. And then He said, when I said, Lord, I'm going to somebody's home every night and there's not enough of me anymore. I said, what do I do? He said, make tapes. I thought, gee, that took a brilliant mind to think of that. Why couldn't I have thought of that? You know, good grief, but I couldn't. And so, and He says, and give them away. Don't sell them. I said, okay. So anyway, I made about a dozen tapes and I took them to work with me. I was still working at that time. And I gave one to several different people. I said, listen to this, tell me what you think. And the men that listened to it, they come back and said, where'd you get that? I said, well, from God. Where'd you learn that stuff? I said, from the Word. I thought, wow, must have impressed them. So anyway, I later made the tapes on the curses. Some of you may have listened to my teaching on the curses. One day I was in the Bible, and I just happened to be over in Deuteronomy, and I come up under chapter 27, and it seemed like every line he said, if you do this, I'll curse you. I thought, wow, I wonder how many times that's in there. So I typed on the word curse and looked it up, and it was in the Bible 169 times. I thought, my lands, there must be something here about this curse stuff that he wants me to know. And so I began to study and research about the curses, so I made those tapes on the curses. And some of you may have heard those. And so one day I was over in Louisville over here, and a guy hollered, hey, Thurman. And I turned around, I don't know who this guy is. I said, yes, sir. He said, somebody told me that you've made some a tape or two called The Curses. I said, yeah, I did. He said, do you have any with you? I said, well, yeah, I think I do have a couple of them over in my pickup. He said, good. Would you go get them for me? I'd like to have them. I said, sure. So I went over and I got tape one and tape two. And I took a hand in between. He said, how much are they? I said, well, I don't sell them. I give them away. God told me to never sell anything. So they're just free. Back in that day, I didn't have a 501c3 anyway, you know, so I couldn't give you a tax deduction if I'd have wanted to. So I said, here, they're free. And he reached in his pocket like this and shoveled his hand around a minute, and he pulled out. And he said, hold your hand out. And I did, and he dropped a bill in my hand. I said, well, thank you. He said, that's for the tape. I said, okay. I figured it was a couple of dollars, you know. I get over to my pickup and shut the door, and I open my hand up, and it's a $100 bill. I thought, wow, $100 bill for two tapes. Man, they cost me about a dollar, you know. And I get $100 in return. I said, God, when you said give, it'll be given unto you. Man, that's what I call getting a return on your investment. But see, is that the way that God is? Yes. Give and it shall be given unto you. And so he's still doing the same thing. You know, we send out these things free and postpaid. When we went to Dallas that time, a couple of people that listened to some of my teachings and I said, Thurman, wait a minute. When you were just doing this little, you could give them away. But you come to Dallas, you start a church, said people are going to take these tapes and stuff like crazy and said, you ain't going to be able to give them away. I said, well, if I can't, then I miss God because he told me to give them away. He said, Thurman, you realize how much money you can give away, how quick? I said, well, I know how big God is, and I know he's big enough to pay for it. So I said, as long as the money comes in, I ain't never going to sell nothing. I'm going to give it away. Well, that's been years and years and years ago, you know, 8 or 9, nearly 10 years ago almost. And I have never had to borrow a dime from nobody, and we have given away thousands of these things every week.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Be Persistent and Never Give Up, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.